The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that wolves in the Northern Rockies will be removed from the endangered species list within the next year. If the proposal for the Rocky Mountain gray wolf skirts expected legal challenges and becomes law, it would open up wolves there to trophy hunting for the first time since an intensive restoration effort began in the late 1980s. A similar proposal to take about 4,000 wolves off the endangered list in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin is being finalized. Gray wolves were virtually eliminated across the West by the 1930s, following a prolonged government-sponsored eradication effort. The animal was declared endangered in 1974, shortly after the passage of the Endangered Species Act. Federal and state biologists previously have said that each of the Rocky Mountain states would be required to maintain a minimum of 100 wolves, including 10 breeding pairs, or the animal would again come under federal protection. Before reaching that minimum, hunting restrictions would kick in if the number of breeding pairs dropped to 15. But many conservationists say that the state plans come up short. They're concerned that removing Northern Rocky Mountain wolves from the endangered species list at this time will jeopardize their continued recovery.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.